Good evening, and God bless you all. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to the Gospel Truth Broadcast. And we are so very excited to be with you tonight, and we want to invite you to pray, to sing, and praise the Lord with us. So go ahead and grab your Bibles, your pen, your paper, open up your hearts and your minds to hear the Gospel Truth. And at this time, we are going to ask if Evangelist Sheila Hameen would lead us in our opening prayer.
With our minds on the Lord, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we give you thanks and we bless your holy name. Oh, God, we come to you and we humble ourselves before you. Lord, we call upon you tonight that you will stop by and see about us. Lord, we ask that you will visit us and let us feel your presence during this broadcast. And everyone who is tuned in on tonight, let a special blessing come upon them and overtake them in the name of Jesus. Lord, we are waiting on you down here, and we need you to stop by for just
yes,
a little
Lord.
While.
In the name of Jesus.
We need a touch from you.
Have your way,
Jesus.
Lord.
We need you to uplift us, oh, my God. Lord, move in a mighty way and lift heavy burdens. In the name of Jesus, Lord, bring forth strength and power. Lord, bring on happiness and joy in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, be merciful unto us and help us, Lord. Help us to do your will, God.
Yes,
help
Lord.
Us, Lord, down here around this iniquity everywhere, Lord. Help us to hold fast to the promises that you've given unto us and not yield to the temptation. In the name of Jesus,
Jesus.
Strengthen us, my God.
Strengthen
us, Lord Jesus. Work on us and make us all over, Lord. Make us what you'll have us to be. We want to
yes.
do your will, Lord. And we
yes,
are seeking
Lord.
You tonight for direction. We are looking to you, oh God, for guidance. In the name of Jesus, please, Lord, visit right now everyone who is listening. Go into the home where they are. If they're in the car, Lord, let them feel your presence wherever they are. If they're walking up and down the street, Lord Jesus, let a blessing come upon them and let them feel your presence, my God. Work wonders, Lord Jesus. Work miracles, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy tonight, Lord, and remember those who are sick tonight, all those who are laid up in the hospital. Make your holy visitation, Lord Jesus, and lay your hand on them in the name of Jesus. Touch, Lord, heal and deliver. Do wonders in their lives. Raise them up, Lord Jesus, and give them a testimony that they may go forth and tell what you've done for them, Lord, in the
yes.
name of Jesus. Have mercy, Lord. Please have mercy. Oh, God, remember those on the prayer list, one by one and name by name. We pray, God, that you will bless them tonight with the blessing they stand in need of. Move, Jesus. Move for them, Lord, my God. Have mercy, Jesus. Have mercy. Have mercy, oh, Lord. And save dying souls everywhere. Remember them tonight, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know you, Lord God, but make yourself known unto them. Lord Jesus, draw them in, Lord, and cause them to turn from their ways. Cause them to surrender and give their lives to you, Lord. We know you're able, my God, and we ask that you will use this ministry to reach the lost souls. Use this ministry, Lord, to reach those who are feeble tonight, those who are weak, my God, those who are losing hope. Use this ministry through this broadcast, the Gospel Truth broadcast, oh, my God, to be a greater blessing to many souls in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we believe and we count it done, Lord. We pray tonight that you will send your word and let your word have free course, my God. Reach everyone who is listening. Touch every heart, my God. Lord, bless the speaker tonight, Jesus. Strengthen and anoint the speaker. We know thou art able. We believe it, oh God, and we count it done. Have your eternal way and let your holy will be done. We ask it all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And Lord, we thank you for it. We believe we have these petitions.
Yes,
and we
thank
you,
Jesus.
In the thank name you. Of Jesus, amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. We thank you, Lord, for the opening prayer coming through Evangelist Sheila Hameen. And at this time, I'm going to be reading the opening scripture. And I will be reading from the 54th number of Psalms. That's the 54th number of Psalms. Save me, O God, by thy name, and judge me by thy strength. Hear my prayer, O God. Give ear to the words of my mouth. For strangers are risen up against me, and oppressors seek after my soul. They have not set God before them. Selah. Behold, God is my helper. The Lord is with them that uphold my soul. He shall reward evil unto my enemies, cut them off in thy truth. I will freely sacrifice unto thee. I will praise thy name, O Lord, for it is good. For he has delivered me out of all trouble, and mine eyes have seen his desire upon my enemies. Thank the Lord for the reading of the 54th number of Psalms.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful scripture coming through Sister Cheryl. And thank you all so much for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 701-802-5175, and the access code is 584-7681. We also want to acknowledge Evangelist Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Maybelle Edmond on Friday nights at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. The dial-in number is 319-527-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/My King's Service, Title One School, and one is O-N-E. And we want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. We want to continue to pray for Titus Edmond Sr., for the bereaved Edmond Williams family, for Henry Edmond, for Chris Lane, for Sister Mary Edmond, for the bereaved McFadden family, for Michael Carr, Brother Seti Lawhorn, Larry Denson, Deacon and Sister Gatewood, who lost her grandchild, Maria McBride, Robin Mansay, who's diagnosed with terminal cancer, Steve Island Sr., who also is battling cancer, Fawana Hill, Missionary Lisa Johnson, Sister Adele, with the Marshall and family, Charles Morris, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, the bereaved Anderson family, Steve from Upper Darby, Deborah and her daughter, Carlton for deliverance, Miss Sissy, Patrick Miller, Jonathan West, the Marcus West, and all those who are currently requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And we're going to ask if Missionary Rose Mack would give us a selection. Amen.
There is a song that's laid on my heart I would like to sing. He may not come when you want him, but he's right on time. He may not come when you want him, oh no, but he's right on time. Now if you ask him for what you need, I know he'll answer to your heart's plea. He may not come when you want him, no, but he's right on time. Whoa. He may not come when you want him, but he's right on time. He may not come when you want him, oh no, but he's right on time. Now if you ask him
I know he'll answer to your heart's pleas. He may not come when you want him, no, but he's right on time. Look at him now. One day, while sitting all alone, I was filled with misery. I asked the Lord to save me, and then I claimed the victory. And something happened all at once. He took the spirit, and he set my soul free. He did not come when I wanted him, no, but he came right on time. Whoa, he may not come when you want him, but he's right on time. He may not come when you want him, oh no, but he's right on time. Now if you're asking for what you need, I know he'll answer to your heart's pleas. He may not come when you want him, but he's right on time. Well, try God.
Try God.
Try God.
Try God.
Try God.
Try God.
Try God. If you're sick,
try God.
Try God.
Try God.
If you need a doctor,
try God.
Try God.
Try God.
If you need a lawyer,
try God.
Try God.
Try God.
Try God.
Try God.
Try God. If you need a father,
try God.
Try God.
Try God.
If you need a mother,
try God.
Try God.
Try God.
Whoa, he may not come when you want him. No, no. He may not come when you want him. No, he may not come when you want him. But when he comes, he's right on time. Try God.
Yeah, Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful selection coming through Missionary Rose Zach. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen, that she may have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I do honor the Lord. I give honor to whom honor is due. I'm so happy to be back on the Gospel Truth broadcast tonight.
Yes.
And so happy that all of you have tuned in. Thank God for prayer. Thank God for the scripture that was read. Thank God for that beautiful selection. Praise the Lord. Try God. You are
my God.
My God. If everything else has failed all around you, whatever you've tried, it didn't work, try God. Hallelujah. And he will
Amen.
Never let you down. He will not
Amen.
Fail you.
Amen. Amen. You
will be right there. Though he may not come when you really want him or think that, Lord, I need him here right now, right this moment. This is the
yes.
time. He is going to be on time because the time
Amen.
Belongs to God.
Hallelujah.
Yes. So I encourage you tonight to try God. Even as the psalmist said, that scripture that was read, behold, God is mine helper. The Lord
Amen.
Is with them that uphold my soul. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. So try God. And let
Amen.
The Lord be your helper. Let the Lord
Amen.
Come to your rescue. Let him
yes.
be there for you. Let him back
Amen.
You up.
Oh, yes.
Amen. Amen. Let him deliver you out of
yes.
all your trouble. Try
Amen.
God.
Try God.
God. Lord, you end up in some trouble that we didn't even ask for. Trouble just comes up.
Yes.
In the world, you're going to have some trouble. But
Amen.
Try God.
Try
he
God.
Will deliver. He will get you out of that trouble.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord, I enjoyed that. Beautiful selection. Praise be to God. And I thank God for this opportunity. And at this time, without further ado, we're going to turn it over to the speaker for tonight. Praise be to God. And that is Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. And we ask that you will pray for her and along with her that the Lord will speak through her and send forth his word. Amen. Praise God. At this time, God bless. Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Let us pray.
Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this day. Thank you for this opportunity. We pray that you have your word, have your ways in your words, in your anointing. Take full control, O Lord. Speak to our hearts and minds. Strengthen and encourage us through your word. Save, heal, and forgive. In Jesus' name we pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us go to the book of 2 Timothy, the second chapter, and begin with verse 1. And it reads, "Thou, therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ." And we're going to go over to 1 Timothy 1, the first chapter, and verse 18, I believe. And that is 1 Timothy 1 and verse 18. "This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare, holding faith and a good conscience, which some, having put away concerning faith, have made shipwreck, of whom is Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have delivered unto Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme." Glory to God. I thank God for the reading of his word. I believe this was Paul, and he was writing unto Timothy, who was a young pastor. And I believe that the first chapter of 2 Timothy, I believe it says in the verse 2, "To Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord." So this was Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life, which is in Christ Jesus. And he began to write to Timothy, and he called him my dearly beloved son. So Timothy was a beloved son of the apostle. And he said, "Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord." Glory to God. He began to instruct Timothy and told him, "You, for this reason, my son, you be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus." And grace is something that was not earned. Grace is something that was merited by God. God had mercy, and he just showed grace, the Lord. And that grace can only come through Christ Jesus. And he said, "And the things that thou hast heard of me," the things that Paul began to teach the disciples, he said, "Those things that you heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also." And the Bible tells us in St. Matthew, the 28th chapter, and I believe it's about the 19th verse, and I also believe is the 20th verse, 19 and 20, where Jesus began to instruct the disciples to "go ye therefore into all the world, the gospel, and to teach," hallelujah. And he began to say, "go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world."
Amen. So praise the Lord. The Lord began to speak to Paul, and Paul began to speak to Timothy and told him to be strong, because I believe Timothy was a timid type personality. And so Paul wanted him to be strong in the grace of God. Don't be a weak, but be strong and be courageous in the work of the Lord. He told him to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Tests and trials are going to come your way, but you got to be strong in the grace of God. You got to learn how to stand up and fight against sin and against unrighteousness. And the things that you have heard of me, I want you to teach it, to preach it, to tell it to everyone. Hallelujah. He said, no man that warreth entangles himself with the affairs of his life, that he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. But we are living in a time now where those people who were called to do the work of the Lord, they find themselves getting caught up and entangled again with the affairs of this life. But we don't have time, as the people of God, we don't have time to get caught up with the affairs of this life, because we are trying to please the God of our salvation. Hallelujah. And a good soldier, one who have been chosen by God, war and fight against Satan, and he will be a good soldier of Jesus Christ. And the Bible said, and if a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned, except he strive lawfully. He's got to strive lawfully. It can't be unlawfully, because the law was made for the lawless. It's not made for a righteous man. Glory to God. But the Lord began to speak to Paul, and Paul told Timothy to be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Amen. This grace is in Christ Jesus. It's not in man, but it is in Christ Jesus. We can be strong in the grace of God. Don't let anything turn you around or cause you to throw up hands and to give up this race. You have to endure the hardness. Got to be hard against the devil. Amen. Because he's not playing. He wants your soul. He's after you to kill you. And if you're going to be a good soldier of Jesus Christ, you're going to have to endure that hardness and fight the devil back. Not yes. with your hands, not with your mouth, but take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and fight Satan back. Yes. Hallelujah. And war against the devil. Don't entangle yourself again with the affairs of this life. The word of God says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not again entangled with the yoke of bondage. Don't let Satan put that yoke of bondage on you. Be strong and stand up against Satan and his work. Let the devil know he's a liar and there is no truth in him. You got to fight him back, because if you don't fight him back, he will try to overpower you and overthrow you. But you got to fight him back with all that is within you. Taking the prayer, taking the sword of the Spirit, having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and fight that devil back. Hallelujah. Go up against him. Take prayer and fasting and go against him. And let him know, I will not bow, hallelujah, but I will stand in the midst of tests and trials. I will hold on. I will go through, hallelujah. My title tonight is be strong in the grace of God, hallelujah. And my theme
is endure hardness. You got to endure it. Amen. You got to put up with something. You got to go through it. Hallelujah. You got to suffer something. It's things down here that we must go through. The Bible said if we suffer, we shall also reign with him. But if we deny him, he also will deny us. We don't want the Lord to deny us, but we want to suffer a while.
Amen.
We want to go through, put up with, tolerate. Hallelujah. I know it's not easy. Sometimes we say, oh, my God, sometimes we feel like we want to throw in the towel, and it don't seem so easy to us. Hallelujah, but we can go through. Therefore, I endure all things. This is what Paul said. Therefore, I endure all things for the elect's sake, for the sake of Christ, for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. Now, Paul was going through these things for the sake of the people. He wanted them to see also that they may obtain salvation. He wanted them to receive that salvation too. So that's why he suffered. That's why he put up with it. Glory to God. He said, if we believe not, yet he abided faithful. He cannot deny himself. And God will not. He cannot deny himself. So therefore, we got to be strong in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. And he will take us through whatever it is that we have to go through. Bereavements, health problems, infirmities, afflictions, suffering. God will take us through if we endure it as good soldiers of Jesus Christ, being faithful, enduring unto the end. Glory to God. I just thank God tonight. I thank him for his word, and I know he's able to take us through.
Amen.
We can be strong. We don't have to be weak.
Amen.
We don't have to give up. We don't have to take down everything that's said. We don't have to from it.
Yes.
Glory to God. We can stand on the word of God.
Oh, yes.
Listen, we are standing on God's word, not man's word. Hallelujah.
Yes.
God's word is right,
yes,
and
yes.
His word is going to stand.
Amen.
It's going to stand in the last day when everything else is gone down. The word of God is going to stand, and if we hold on to God's word, we can stand. Be strong in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Maybe you got weak along the way. Maybe things happened in your life. Glory to God. But God is able to make you strong where you are weak. God is able to pick you up.
He's able
to give you strength. He's able to take you through. I don't care what it is. There is nothing too hard for God. He can heal. He can save. He can forgive. And if you're one of those who might have gone weak or maybe even gone astray, you can come back to God.
Amen.
If you just believe his word right now, take him at his word. And if you need strength, if you need more grace, God will give it to you. Let us pray. Eternal God and our Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, thanking you for your presence. Thanking you for your grace. Thanking you for your love. Thanking you for your mercy. You are a merciful God. You've been so good to us. And for that, we give you thanks. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We give you thanks, oh Lord, for what you have done for us. We give you thanks for strength, oh Lord. By faith, we thank you at your word. We believe it today, oh Lord. Oh, my God, we pray, Lord, that you look upon that soul right now. Somebody is going through things right now, Lord. We want you to touch them, oh Lord. Lift the burden off of them. Strengthen them, oh Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. In the name of
yes,
Jesus,
Lord.
Find the works of
yes,
Satan.
Lord.
Cast them out, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Let your blood cover move in this place, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus, we know you're able.
Lord,
we know you've got the power. Bind Satan, oh Lord. In the name
Thank
of Jesus,
Lord.
You
Jesus.
Said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and over scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Touch right now. Deliver, Lord. Save him and forgive. Help somebody to fall out in their ways, to give their life to you, to repent of their sins. Let them realize you've given them another chance to seek your face and call upon you. In the name of Jesus, have mercy right now, Lord. Send mercy, oh Lord. Jesus, look on your people, oh Lord. Those whom you call and those whom you give a work to. Help them to be strong, oh Lord, and to do your will. Speak your word. In the name of Jesus, have thine own way. Save the unsaved. Heal them that are harmed. Deliver them that are bound. Work it out, oh Lord.
Fix
the situation, oh Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus,
thank you,
we know you're able. We believe you today. We take you at your word, and we thank you. Glory to your name.
Thank you,
glory
thank you.
To thy name, Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus.
Thank
oh,
you.
By your mercy, oh Lord. We know you are able,
thank
Lord.
You.
Have mercy no more, oh Lord. Jesus, look on your people everywhere, oh Lord. Look on your people throughout the world. Touch your people. Give them strength. Encourage them, oh Lord. Help them to stand. Help them to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Help them to be faithful, oh Lord. Help us to be faithful, Jesus. Help us, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, I know you're able. I know you've got the power. Help us to stand.
Help us to stand.
And now, Lord, I pray that you move in this place.
Name us
where we are. We pray
yes,
that
Lord.
You have your way.
Have your way.
Let your will be done. Save to the uttermost,
yes,
Lord.
Save.
In the name of Jesus.
Save.
Jesus.
Save
them, oh Lord. You know all about it.
Yes,
work everything out,
Lord. Yes,
Lord. In the name of Jesus, go before
yes,
them, even as you went before the children
yes,
of Israel. Hallelujah. Go with us, oh Lord.
Go with
us. It's the situation,
oh Lord.
Bind every evil word, every evil spirit.
Bind
it, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we take you at your word and we believe you right now. And we give glory and honor unto thy name. Praises unto you, Lord, for thou art worthy. Your name is worthy to be praised. We pray that you continue to bless us, oh Lord.
Thank you.
Go with us and stand by. And we will continue to give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory to God. Lord,
thank you,
Lord.
Thank you.
Bless the name of Jesus. Bless your name, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Glory to God.
Praise the Lord. The broadcast is now into the hands of evangelist Sheila Hameen.
Thank you.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for that very timely, soul-stirring message.
Yes,
and a very encouraging message.
Yes.
Coming through May. And I can say of a truth that we really needed this message on tonight.
Yes. Amen.
We are encouraged. Now, I want to encourage you also. And just take heed, just listen to the title, just be strong in the grace of God.
Yes, amen.
It's important to endure hardness.
Yes,
thank you.
Hardness everywhere, but endure it. Just
amen.
Endure it, and in the manner that you endure it, endure it calmly. You know,
amen.
Wait hastily on the Lord. The song was saying he may not come when you want him. Glory be to God.
Yes.
But he's right on time. So
amen.
Endure that hardness and be patient and wait until your breakthrough. Wait until things get better.
Yes.
Until that
amen
comes. Praise the Lord. And he needed this encouragement on tonight because
amen.
A lot of people might be in that situation where they might be a little bit timid or you're a little hesitant, but they just need that boost. They need that urge, mm-hmm. That encouraging word to just help them to go ahead on and be strong in the grace of God. Amen. And to endure whatever we're going through, let's endure it. Praise God. We can do it with the help of the Lord. So I'm thankful. I thank God once again for that beautiful message. Evangelist may continue to preach the word of God and let God have his way in your life. And I encourage everyone who's listening to please take this word in and just think on it all week long from this point on. Just keep that in mind. Just continue to remember that you need to be strong in the Lord and you need to endure hardness. And God will help you through it. So at this time, we're going to give way for other evangelists on the line to, or any other clergy who might be on the line to give remarks at this time. And this is your opportunity. God bless.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Maybell, encouraging us to be strong in the grace of God. And I just, you know, begin to listen to her as Paul began to instruct his son in the gospel, Timothy, to be strong and to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. And he even encouraged Timothy to pass on the knowledge of what he saw him do to other faithful men who would then in turn pass it or teach it to others. And Paul, he was not a weak soldier. He was encouraging Timothy to pass on the legacy of strength and the grace of God and the endurance of hardness to others so that they could continue on that same way. It was a very encouraging message. I always enjoy the messages. But Vannis Maybell, continue to be encouraged and keep on preaching the word of God. And thank God for the song as well coming through Missionary Blues.
Thank God for the word of God that came through Vannis Maybell this evening, letting us know to be strong in the Lord. Amen. Timothy, Paul began to instruct Timothy to be strong in the Lord because Timothy was going to have to carry on that ministry and he was going to have to go through some things.
Yes.
Amen. And in order to go through, he had to be strong in the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Paul saw what was happening.
Yes.
Amen. And Timothy had to be strong to carry out that ministry.
Yes.
I just thank God for the word of God tonight. The word of God was good. It was awesome. Amen. God sent his word. Nice, short, sweet. Amen. And I enjoyed it tonight. And I want to encourage you, the people of God, to be strong in the Lord. Amen. He said, and then the power of his might. Amen.
Yes.
Put on the whole armor of God.
That's right.
That we may be able to withstand against the wiles of the devil. Amen.
Amen.
And having done all to stand, just stand anyhow. Amen.
Yes.
No matter what we have to go through. Amen. And like the evangelist said, we have to endure calmly. Amen. We can't get all upset and rambunctious. And amen. Just endure calmly. Amen. While you endure, keep praying.
Yes.
Amen. Waiting on God because he will deliver. He will come.
Yes, he will.
The Bible said that right early. Amen. He'll come and he'll make your enemy your footstool.
Yes.
I just thank God for the word of God. Be encouraged tonight, saints.
Amen.
Man, any other?
Sister Cheryl?
I thank God for the word coming through Evangelist May, encouraging us to be strong in the Lord. And I'm encouraged to go on and continue to preach the word of God.
Amen.
Amen.
I do thank and praise the Lord for that beautiful message coming through Evangelist Edmund, saying be strong in the Lord. Glory to God, and endure hardness as a good soldier. And I thank God for that word because it was an encouragement to me. Glory to God. I just thank and praise God for all things. And I enjoyed her when she said, you got to fight the devil back.
That's
you
right.
got to fight him back.
Amen.
Glory to God. You can't let trials and tribulations
That's
and
right.
things that come Amen. Cause you to draw back and take down.
Yes.
And, you know, don't let it be. Glory to God. Amen. Yes, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. I just
thank
and praise God for that beautiful message. I take. And I'm asking you to continue to pray much for me. Thank God for Evangelist Hameen and Evangelist Khadija, Evangelist Cynthia and Sister Cheryl. thank God for all of you, and I'm asking you to continue to keep me in your prayers.
Yes, thank the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord. Thank God for all these beautiful words, and I'm encouraged, and I just want to also say to you, be encouraged. And we thank God once again to you for tuning in tonight and taking that time to be with us for this time. And we pray that a blessing will come upon you. Glory to God.
Amen.
Thank God for all things. And now, at this time, we're going to turn the remainder of broadcast into the hands of Evangelist May. God bless you. Thank you.
Praise God. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for you, Evangelist. I mean, Evangelist Cynthia, Evangelist Khadija, and Sister Mac and Sister Cheryl. I thank the Lord. I enjoy each of you, each of the remarks, the song that was sang. I tell you, I'm just enjoying Jesus. I ain't got nothing on the side. I don't have no sidekick. Jesus is mine. That song said, Jesus is mine. And that's all I need. And I know and I believe in my heart that God is going to work everything out all right. And what we have to go through right now, we're dealing with some things right now, but I believe that the Lord is going to take us through and that he's going to deliver us. He knows what the situation is. So we are looking to him to deliver. So we just thank God. Thank God for the word tonight. And we're going to ask that you continue to pray for us, but pray a special prayer for us. When you go to bed at night, pray a special prayer for us, because tomorrow we have to go and take care of some business, and we want everything to work out all right in our favor.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So pray a special prayer for us, and we ask you to tune in again to our listeners. Tune in again on Tuesday night at 7 p.m. the Lord, and I think that's about it. Yes. So tune in on Tuesday night. We intend to be back here again. God bless you. If there's anything else before we close out. If not, this brings the broadcast to an end. May God bless and keep you till we meet again. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord tonight.